adopted.
Thank you.
Last item, 1303.
Engage stakeholders in discussions and report on the fire hazards presented by existing high-rise buildings built and or permitted prior to 1974 and the feasibility of fire sprinkler installation and other fire hazard suppression methods. Direct Portland Fire and Rescue to prepare amendments to Portland Fire Code based on stakeholder recommendations and feedback.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Dr. Mayor. It is my pleasure to bring this resolution before Council, as it has been an issue that the Fire Bureau, Portland firefighters, and my office have wanted to address for many years, and our fire marshal, too. And that issue is high-rise structures, high-rise buildings, without fire sprinkler systems. We define a high-rise building as a structure with occupied floors more than 75 feet above grade. Portland Fire and Rescue has identified 16 buildings in our city that match this definition and do not have fire sprinkler systems. Now, people should be assured that any high-rise built after 1974, which we have many of in our city, do have sprinklers, as that is when the requirement was put into code. But this small group of 16 buildings that were built before 1974 and thus did not have sprinkler requirements in place. I'll let Chief Mike Myers and local firefighter, International Association of Firefighters President, Local 43, President Alan Furschweiler, explain in more detail their concerns and Fire Marshal Nate Takara. But I do believe it's high time that we start having the conversation with these building owners and about sprinklers. And this resolution kicks that off. It would be my hope that some solutions come out of the process that will ensue from passage of this resolution, led by Chief Myers, and that hopefully in the next 6 months, they will return to Council with a set of actions that will hopefully lead, in my hope, to sprinklers in our high-rise buildings. And I will be watching. So with that, let me turn it over to Chief Myers, and I also want to thank Alan Furschweiler for being here today, too, in partnership with us.
Well, thank you, Commissioner, and good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Mike Myers. I'm the Fire Chief for the City of Portland, and as you noted, to my right is President Alan Furschweiler of Local 43. He'll be able to make a couple of comments as well to assist us in testimony. And then to his right is your Fire Marshal, Division Chief Nate Takara. Today we're going to discuss an international issue related to unsprinklered residential high-rise buildings. The City of Portland has, as you said, 16 unsprinklered residential high-rise buildings. As your fire chief, I cannot express enough the important role fire sprinklers play in protecting residents, firefighters, and the high-rise buildings themselves. Several recent tragedies have occurred in countries all over the world involving fire in unsprinklered high-rise buildings. We look forward to obtaining support from you today to engage stakeholders in discussions and work to find opportunities to help retrofit existing buildings to reduce the fire risk to our communities. Through listening, learning, and collaboration with our stakeholders, we hope to make Portland a safer community to live, work, and play. Thank you, Commissioner. Alan?
Commissioner, for the record, Alan Furschweiler, President of the Portland Firefighters Association. Still working emergency operations. I'm assigned to Truck 4 down here at your PSU fire station. And a bold move to make, Commissioner, and one that really reflects your time and service in the Fire Bureau. 6 years you've been here, and as you get ready to retire, you try and take the citizen safety of utmost importance and help finish that off. And I can tell you, you know, as the fire department has changed, I got hired in 2001, and a lot of things have changed since then. High-rise fires, unfortunately, they haven't. And when you look at the City of Portland, even the past 4 or 5 years, we've gone on multiple ones, and we've had one couple second alarms, one at 1900 on Park that went to a second alarm, one at 111 Southwest Harrison that went to a second alarm, and almost had a fatality, but they were able to pull that person out. And these are concrete buildings. And what helped them from going any farther is because they were actually sprinkled buildings. And when you look at the Marco Polo fire in 2017, that was in Honolulu, we had three 3 fatalities and 12 of those, and 12 injuries as well. So this is a very serious thing, not just for the citizens, but the firefighters as well. And in 1988, in the 1900 block of Southwest Park, right in there, we almost lost a couple of firefighters in a high-rise fire. And thank goodness they were able to share each other's air. But it's a specific example of how important it is to have the sprinklers in there. So I just want to say thank you, and I'm going to take a little bit of liberty, if I may. And 6 years together, Commissioner, I want to say thank you for all the work that you've done, and it's been a wonderful relationship. And I'm going to give a shameless plug to my left as well, as I know one of your highlights is hiring this gentleman, and it's been wonderful for the citizens and the employees that work for him. So thank you on all those fronts.
Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the record. My name is Nate Takara, Mayor, Commissioners. I just want to say thank you very much for allowing us to start this discussion with our community. As Alan stated, you know, just about a year ago, we had a fire in an unsprinkled high-rise building just right in Allen's fire management area. You know, two citizens sustained injuries. And I think we were very lucky that the fire occurred at 10:30 in the morning versus 2 o'clock in the morning. And as when I spoke to some of the firefighters that responded when they got there, one of the good things that the occupants did was close the door. But even with that, the halls are very smoky as they approach to attack the fire. I'm optimistic that we can come up with solutions. There's a building in Southwest Vista that we worked with the building owner about a year ago that we are able to come up with what we call a life safety system. And at this point, as we speak, they're just about ready to wrap up the project. And I think it has improved the fire life safety of that building and improved the safety for the residents of that high-rise. So, again, thank you very much, and appreciate the discussion.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
It's our testimony.
Public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one else signed up.
Very good. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fritz?
Very much appreciate you bringing this to council on the agenda, partly to commend the commissioner, and I appreciate that. And thank you, commissioner, for a lovely parting gift, one might think, because this does build on your legacy of safety. And also, the commissioner could have just directed you to do this without coming to council, but by putting it on the council agenda, it lets everybody know that we're going to have this conversation, that they should be paying attention, that they should not come here in 6 months and say, nobody told me, and it costs too much. And so I thank you for doing it this way. This is a good way to do things, and obviously with the tragedy in London recently and all the other ones that you mentioned, we all know that one fire, one fatality is too many. So I appreciate this effort. Aye.
Fish.
Well, first, Alan, I want to thank you publicly for the support that you and your union gave to the Affordable Housing Campaign, particularly supporting ballot measure 102, which we had a conversation about earlier today about how to stretch those tax dollars and how it may interact with a diesel standard. But thank you for time and time again stepping up and supporting good causes in our community. To the chief and to our fire safety specialist, Commissioner Saltzman pointed out to me before this hearing that the building that you were able to work with the ownership on Vista Avenue to retrofit and to put in the sprinklers is actually is what I call my home. And so I wondered what they were doing up and down the corridors. It took forever. But they put in the sprinklers, then they covered them. Although it's interesting, the sprinklers actually are now they cross into the apartment, both in the foyer and in the kitchen. Which may not be the norm. I don't know, but there's a sprinkler now in the kitchen that comes in through an auxiliary door that's locked all the time, and there's one that comes into the foyer of the apartment. It's a small apartment, but a foyer and they have done, I think, each floor, and now they're in the process of camouflaging those sprinklers by putting wood around them, a wood casing, and then painting. So thank you for making the building which I live in, my rental building, a little safer. And I'll be interested in see what you come back with in 6 months. It's at least it's encouraging there are only 16 buildings of this size. But thank goodness the code changed, because after going through the comp plan process and a lot of the upzoning in the central city plan, I think we can anticipate a lot more tall buildings downtown. So it's nice to know that we have the right standard in place going forward, so we only have to tackle the 16 buildings that are technically out of compliance. So thank you, Dan, for this presentation. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I must have mellowed out in my six-year tenure as fire commissioner.
Is that possible?
This is probably the final major resolution I'm bringing to council. And you may recall 6 years ago when I became fire commissioner, the first thing I brought to the council was an ordinance requiring nightclubs to install sprinklers. Mm-hmm. So this time we're going to have a process around it. And, you know, I'm sad to say that, unfortunately, the state of Oregon is still challenging our authority to require nightclubs to install sprinklers. It's a disgusting low for the state, in my opinion. But we will prevail. I'm confident of that. And Fire Marshal Takara is doing a great job representing us in Salem and elsewhere. But it really is important that we look at this issue, too, because there are so many lives at stake, not only the people who live in those residences, but our firefighters who respond to those incidents as well. As Alan Firstweiler just said, Lieutenant Firstweiler just said, that their lives are in danger as well by not having sprinklers. So I am confident that we will put together, that Chief Myers will put together a stakeholder involvement process that will reflect all interests at the table. And I feel just as confident that this council will ultimately do the right thing several months down the road and require that the system, similar to what was installed in the Vista St. Clair building, be installed in these other 16 high-rises, which the way you do it isn't that expensive with this system. And finally, I just want to thank my Chief of Staff, Matt Grum, for his help in bringing this resolution to Council, and I am pleased to vote aye.
Wheeler.
Well, first of all, Commissioner Saltzman, thank you for bringing this forward, and thank you, gentlemen, for your leadership on this. Chief Myers, thank you again for your incredible leadership of this Bureau, and we look forward to many, many more leadership moments coming out of you in the years ahead. I just want you to know that in my first 2 years here, I've been extremely impressed with your leadership, and I hope you're here for a long, long time to help guide this council forward. Alan, thank you for your leadership of the Firefighters Association. I want to join in with Commissioner Fish in thanking you not only for supporting the housing bond, but for supporting other good causes in the community. Always being there with a philanthropic mindset, but also thinking about how to get the tools, the training, and the resources that our firefighters need to be safe and successful in their jobs. You've done a great job. And Fire Marshal Takata, you have one of those difficult jobs where you have to weigh the public interest against sometimes very narrow but important interests to those who own the buildings in our community. You mentioned the Grenfell Towers fire, and I happened to be in London some several months after that fire, and the building was still there. It kind of surprised me. Just, you know, as you drive in to central London on a major highway, there it is. And it was really haunting. And when you think about the circumstances of that fire, the cladding on the sides, the lack of proper safety equipment, when it happened the very next day, there was public outrage, not just in London, but really all over the world. People were wondering, well, how can people even get away with this? And I'm combining that thought with what Commissioner Fritz said, that hopefully this time people won't come in and tell us they, A, didn't hear about this, and, B, it's too expensive. I predict we'll hear both of those things. But when you have a situation like Grenfell Towers, people forget those criticisms, and they will look back to all of us, you know, the five of us here and the three of you there, and they will remember we are the leaders who are responsible ultimately for ensuring the public safety on these matters. I really applaud you trying to get this out to the broader community, hear what ideas there are, bring those ideas back to us, and let's see what we can do and which ideas work the best. But I'm just going to put down a marker for me right now. Doing nothing is not going to be an option.
I agree.
That cannot be an option because we have the burden of knowledge. We know what happens when these standards don't exist, and therefore we must do something. And that's the mindset I'll be approaching this with. Let's throw the net out there. Let's see what great ideas there are. Let's engage the community stakeholders, and I really applaud your approach to this. I think it's a good model for me and others to follow on these issues. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to make some tough leadership decisions, and that we will do. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your patience. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted, and we're adjourned.
Hey, Jamie.